This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We are going to go to the Holland Capitas fan hotline to talk to our good friend from the Post-Gazette. That would be Brian Batko, who covers the Steelers. Obviously, Mike Tomlin, who we will hear from later today, later in the show. Mike Tomlin met with the media today to discuss a lot of different issues. And, Brian, I guess the all eyes now are on one of the inside linebacker spots. And I guess he clarified the depth chart, not that we needed him to do that. And also, it sounds like they're going to ride with what they have.
Yeah, it sounds that way, Paul, but then again, if you're Mike Tomlin, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to stand up there at a podium, albeit on Zoom, and announce to the world, yeah, we're in the trade market for an inside linebacker, because then every team that has one that they're looking to unload is just going to try to rake you over the coals in terms of what they get back for him. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt, but for all we know, he actually is confident in Robert Spillane. And I would think the moves or lack of moves that the front office made this offseason at that position tells you that maybe they've felt for a long time that if worse comes to worst, they believe in the bodies that they have there.
Well, I think the other thing, Brian, that a lot of people are missing in this discussion, and you can really, you know, obviously you cover the team, and so you can sort of clear this up even more. They're not going to just go with him from the standpoint of, they have a number of ways they can schematically use, like a hybrid safety type position. There's a lot of different things that they don't need him. They're not going to ask him to play 65 snaps or whatever, right? I mean, they're going to do a lot of different things to try and mix it up.
Sure, and Tomlin even said today that he's not going to be an every down guy. But the fact that Devin Bush was makes this a tricky situation for the Steelers because, like you said, Paul, you can certainly get creative on defense and you can use some of those versatile defensive backs in different ways. But it's one thing to plan for that over the course of an off season, but it's another thing to, in the middle of this here and going into week seven already. Well, now you got to adjust on the fly right when you're about to take on, you know, maybe you're, I would say absolutely the two best teams you have played to this point. So there's people asking me, hey, can they just put Terrell Edmonds at Devin Bush's spot? No, I don't think that's going to happen because, one, he's been playing better at the position that you drafted him for anyway. And, two, like I said, you wouldn't have a whole lot of practice time to make a move kind of that drastic in the middle of a season here.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, I agree with that. I think that you have to, if you're also the Steelers, you know, give this guy a couple of games. I mean, when is the trading deadline? It's not for another couple of weeks, right?
Election day. Vote Spillane.
There you go. Vote Spillane. So if my math's correct, you have two games between now and election day to see how he, to see how he plays and performs and how he handles it. And by then you'll probably have a pretty good idea if you need to go make a move or not.
And if there were ever a stretch where you would want a guy like him who has a reputation as being more of a run stopper than a coverage linebacker, wouldn't it stand to reason that when you're about to face Derrick Henry, the Ravens, and Ezekiel Elliott, that this would be actually a decent stretch to use him a whole lot? Now, on the flip side of that, the catch-22 is maybe those are three teams that aren't going to be able to exploit you or want to exploit you with the pass over the middle as much as some others, as you might see later in the year. But I thought he looked good in limited action Sunday, Paul. I mean, it would have been the perfect opportunity, a team from behind like the Browns trying to come back and say, all right, who's this number 41? We don't have any film on him. He was undrafted. He probably stinks. Let's get him matched up on a tight end all day and just make mincemeat out of him. They either didn't try to do that or they just weren't able to do that. So I think that's a feather in the cap for Spillane and, you know, not a whole lot of obvious concern using him next week.
No, obviously not. And we got Brian Batko with us from the Post-Gazette. Brian, it sounds like one thing, move Devin Bush out of the way. It sounds like the Steelers are still relatively healthy and Deontay Johnson might be on his way back. I mean, it sounds like this team has been, you know, knock on wood, pretty good with injuries all year long until this Bush thing.
Yeah, all year long and even going back to the spring where you couple the injuries with the COVID effect. And as we know, not a single guy opted out from the Steelers. And to me, that is momentum that works in your favor. And I would say that that's part of being 5-0 right now for this team. And yeah, you don't want to lose Zach Banner. You don't want to lose Devin Bush to torn ACLs. But, you know, just look around the league. A lot of the other teams are dealing with a lot more injuries than that. So if Deontay Johnson is trending in the right direction, it doesn't sound like David DeCastro is going to head to short-term IR either. He's probably going to be back for this week against the Titans. Stefan Wisniewski is nearing a return, so that shores up depth on an offensive line that has been pretty good, even without those guys in there at guard. So Marquise Pouncey is another one that he left that game early against the Browns, but didn't seem to be anything significant. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, you've basically lost one starter from each side of the ball, and I think in the NFL in 2020, you'll take that.
Juju Smith-Schuster only had, two catches for 6 yards the other day. But so far, I think he's actually been pretty good for them. He's also been a guy, I think, that's been a pretty good teammate for them. I mean, would you agree with me?
Yeah, there's no indication of the contrary. I mean, coming off a tied for his career low in receiving yards as he's five games into a contract year, he hasn't been bristling about his involvement or lack thereof. Now, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I don't get the sense that Juju is that kind of guy. I think he was in a funk a little bit at times last year, Paul, but there was a lot going on between trying to adjust to being the number one guy. He had injuries holding him back, and the quarterback situation was miserable for him, probably more so than the other receivers who hadn't developed as much of a chemistry with Ben. So, and the other thing about Juju, I mean, he's got a ton of stuff going on in his life outside of football. I'm not saying that it doesn't matter to him. I think it does, but I think he is one of those guys that at the end of the day, he's pretty well-rounded and, like I said, just has a lot else going on that can not only pay the bills for him, but also just sort of captivate his attention. That's a big reason why fans love him. And I think, you know, maybe it means that he won't be here next year if he's not producing, but he's helping this team right now, I think, just with what he's opening up for guys like Chase Claypool and James Washington.
Last one I have for you, Ryan Tannehill. He is really in the midst of a really good stretch of games. He's played really well for them, and I guess, is he that good, or is he a product of having probably the best running back in football to hand the ball to, and therefore that frees, you know, that allows him to have some opportunities that maybe he wouldn't have if teams didn't have to worry so much about Derrick Henry?
Yeah, I think that's the bigger piece of it. But I'll just say, I mean, for people who don't watch the Titans a lot, and I'm not saying I do either, but I look at a lot of the metrics and things of that nature, and he's not the guy that was, you know, a bust in Miami as a first-round draft pick quarterback. He is a lot more accurate now, and he's probably not one of the better deep ball throwers in the NFL, but he's been picking up a lot of his yards on intermediate throws, like between 10 and 19 yards downfield, and obviously those are the routes that you can hit a lot of time on play-action passes, which the Titans do a ton of. So he's had a career resurgence. yeah, I would think in large part to the situation with the Titans offense and how they allow him to be a game manager. But let's also give the guy some credit himself. He has maybe figured it out a little bit, improved his accuracy, which, you know, doesn't always happen for quarterbacks who struggle out of the gate. And this has been a perfect marriage both for Tannehill and for the Titans, who moved away from kind of a more dynamic player in Marcus Mariota.
Brian, thanks so much. Great stuff, buddy, and hopefully we'll do it again soon.
Sure thing. See you, Paul.
All right, that's Brian back of the Post-Gazette breaking it down like, well, nobody else can break it down, right? He does a great job. That's not true. There's a lot of guys that really can break it down, but Brian does a great job covering the Steelers. We've got to get to a break. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.